Welcome to Living Hope. With today's teaching,
Hello,
here's the Reverend Richard
Welcome to the Living
Brighton.
Hope program today. And today I want us to think about the shepherds that were in the fields the night that Jesus was born. I'm well aware that you may be hearing this program well outside of Christmas. But what I want us to see, which is a theme that we've been picking up recently, how very ordinary people are caught up in the purposes of God. And this is a great, great theme to consider, because sometimes we can feel that seeing the purpose of God, moving with God, seeing his blessing, sometimes people can get the idea that's for others, that's for the super spiritual, but for me, just trying to get on with my life, care for my family, seeking to be faithful in church and a good Christian, but being part of God's great purposes, me? Surely not. But actually, you and I can all be part of God's purposes. It's not to do with our status, it's not to do with anything other than our willingness to be obedient. The shepherds, like Joseph, like Mary, were just going about their lives. And Bethlehem was certainly an area where there were shepherds. And just recently, I had the privilege of being in the area of the fields where their confidant is where the shepherds were the night that this great event of the birth of Jesus is taking place. They're watching over their flocks, and there's another angelic episode. The angel appears to them, and the glory of the Lord shines around them. You know, the glory of God, the presence of God, the power of God is something that we will all see. We will all see the glory of the Lord one day, and we will be struck in a similar way. It will be something fearful about it, something staggering about it, overwhelming about it, but there will also be a sense of comfort and joy in it. It's a strange mixture when the Holy Spirit comes and the presence of God is felt. There is awe, there is fear, and yet there is the sense of how good it is to be in the presence of God. And the shepherds are given this incredibly strong message: don't be afraid, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Now, it's interesting that the shepherds in the main would be very poor. They would be a fairly rough and ready group of people, not sort of the sort of people you'd easily invite into your home. They could be quite smelly because of the work that they were doing. And they were up there for hours, especially, of course, at lambing time. It would have been a very, very isolated task. But these poor shepherds, maybe looking a bit bedraggled and all their needs, but they're the ones to hear a Saviour has been born, and he's been born for you. And it's just a powerful, strong message. Christ the Lord, born for you. And there is hope then for the shepherds. They're not outcasts. They're not to be just dismissed as people who just make up statistical information. No, they're precious people. And as you listen to this program today, it's very possible that some of you feel a little bit like how the shepherds felt, that no one cares much for you, no one has much good to say for you, but you're important to God, and Jesus was born for you. There's just something always very moving and touching about the shepherds' experience, is that they hear all these things. They've been absolutely dumbstruck, really, by the events on the hills of Bethlehem. But they decide, we read, they decide, we will go and see what is happening. We're going to find out for ourselves. And verse 20 of Luke chapter 2 has these wonderful words: the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. They weren't deceived. They hadn't been duped into any kind of false theories and teachings. What they heard was true. And you can find that for yourself at any time that you cry out and say, Jesus Christ, make yourself real to me. And you'll find he's everything the Bible says he is. We're going to pause for worship, after which my good friend Patrick will join me. We'll reflect a little bit more on the shepherds revealed in Luke chapter 2.
Come to the water and drink. Come to the water of life. Come to Jesus, thirsty and dry. Come to the water of life. Come to the table and eat. Come taste the bread of life. Come to Jesus, hungry and poor. Come taste the bread of life. Come drink the blood red wine. Come drink the promise of life. Come to Jesus, wretched and spent. Come drink the promise of life.
You're listening to Living Hope, the ministry of the Reverend Richard Brunton. I'm Patrick Woodward, and I've joined Richard now to look further at the role of the shepherds in the story of the birth of Jesus, as told in Luke chapter 2. So, shepherds then, Richard. Tell me a bit about shepherds. We know that the job of a shepherd is pretty much the same now as it always has been. But they weren't highly regarded, were they, as a population in Bible times?
No, they did seem to be a fairly rejected and despised bunch. I mean, obviously, with the animal sacrifice, the need for lambs was pretty strong. And therefore, a shepherd caring for sheep, caring for the newborn sheep, would have had a fairly important role in keeping that sort of production line going of lambs offered for sacrifice. But they in themselves were not a particularly valued people. They were people who others would perhaps look down upon. And therefore, it's very interesting that Jesus should be born and the first visitors should be the shepherds.
Yeah, I mean, I was wondering, you know, why would shepherds be a group of people that, you know, would have this this responsibility, this privilege of witnessing the birth of Jesus? Why wasn't it a group of musicians or a group of carpenters or a group of accountants or something? Shepherds.
I think that it just reminds us that the reality is that the vast proportion of the population of our world today and always in history has been poor people.
Mm.
People disadvantaged, people who are not given much status, not given much credence and value. And therefore, the shepherds, they're a type, if you like, of the kind of people that God loves. God loves the poor. That's what we're told. The widow and the orphan, those who are going through awful times, God really cares about that. So the shepherds give us an insight to the heart of God. He wanted these people to have the first opportunity. And in fact, the big prophecy in Isaiah 61, good news to the poor, well, they're getting the good news first.
Yeah. One thing I did pick up from verse 17 in Luke chapter 2 was what the shepherds did afterwards. They spread the word. They told people what had happened. So there was a sense in which they were the first, you know, evangelists talking about Jesus.
Yes, that's right. Well, of course, their experience had been pretty dramatic.
Mm.
If you think of Paul having a bright light on the Damascus Road to himself, then how much brighter was the light that shone in the sky that night? They knew this wasn't an ordinary night. This was a very different night. But yes, they were impacted that they wanted to tell others, which is great, and we must do the same.
And of course, the picture of the shepherd, particularly in the New Testament, particularly as far as Jesus is characterised very often as the good shepherd, that's relevant as well, isn't it? It's an ongoing picture that we see of the role of the shepherd in Scripture.
Yes, I think that's important, isn't it? As you say, Jesus in John 10 talks very clearly about the good shepherd. The good shepherd who'll lay down his life for the sheep, who'll sacrifice for the sheep. And Jesus talks about those who have a kind of responsibility for the sheep, but they don't really care. They're just hired for the job. But a shepherd truly committed to his flock is a very, very devoted situation. And that's how Jesus cares for us. So again, yes, quite interesting that the visitation of the shepherds heralds the role of Jesus, our shepherd, our priest, our king.
Okay, thank you, Richard. Join us again next time as we continue looking at God's word in the next Living Hope. You've been listening to Living Hope from the Reverend Richard Brunton. If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.